hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Today is September 2nd, 2025. Happy Labor Day to all of you. I don't know why it looks a little cloudy, but it's not cloudy in here, I promise. My camera, I'm sure it'll clear up as we go forth. In fact, wait, I might try to clean the lens for a minute while all of you are jumping on. And see if that works for a moment. So hello to everybody. Hold on. I'm going to try to clear. Oh, there we go. We did it. We fixed it. We're good. Everything's good. There was just a little fog on the camera lens. So hello to everybody jumping on. Yep. September 2nd, 2025. We are live. Let's see who's coming on. I see people coming on from California, as well. Ohio. Hello to you, our friends in Ohio, New Mexico, and Marysville, Ohio. Welcome to both of you. Mesa, Arizona. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome. I see Kansas as well. Texas. God bless Texas. We love our friends in Texas. Hello from Hilo, Hawaii. Hello to you. So happy to have you on. South Africa, hello to our international audience coming in. I see them beginning to pour in. Hello to our friends around the world watching right now. I see Elkton, Maryland as well. God bless you. Hello. Let's see who else. Aurora, Colorado. Honolulu, Hawaii. Multiple Hawaiis coming in. Praise the Lord. Let's see who else. Adrian, Michigan. Oh boy, the chat just like erupted here. Golden Valley, Arizona, Buffalo, New York. Hello to our neighbors in Buffalo. We're so happy to have you with us as well. Australia, hello to our friends across the globe in Australia. In the Finger Lakes, New York, hello to our neighbors in New York. Dawn, Tennessee as well. Charleston, South Carolina. Well, happy birthday, Southern Patriot 1776, to your husband. She says, my husband's birthday. Happy birthday to your hubby. I see the United Kingdom coming in. Hello to our wonderful friends in England and Newfoundland, Canada as well. We're so happy to have you with us as well. Oh, I see Nashville. Oh, Chris, oh, my husband's on. Chris Wagner, I just saw him come on. It says 8 seconds ago he jumped on. He's watching from upstairs. So hello to my hubby who's watching me live on the another floor of our house. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Okay, so if you could share this broadcast, I very much appreciate it. We're going to open up in prayer because we are going to talk about, we are about to enter the year 5786 on the Jewish calendar and what that means for America. Wait till you hear some of the bombs that are going to be dropped tonight, because it is quite profound what is happening as far as the next 2 years. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to entering the year 5786 on the Jewish calendar, which happens in September or early October. This year it is September. So we're going to be getting into all of this and really breaking this down, what this means for America. So we're going to open up in prayer. We're going to give this over to the Lord, and we are going to prophetically really get into what is happening as we are on the cusp of entering Rosh Hashanah. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short in you. Father, I praise you. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day, Father God. Lord, we just acknowledge with praise and thanksgiving before your throne, saying, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, came to the earth, was the word, became flesh, dwelt among us. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And at that cross, when he said, it is finished, at Calvary, it was paid in full. We were purchased. We were redeemed. We were reconciled back to our Father in heaven. Lord, I praise you, Father God, that Jesus Christ took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, ascended back into heaven, is victoriously seated, ruling and reigning at the right hand of the Father forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, our advocate without ceasing before your throne. He is the name above all names. And we praise you and we honor that immense sacrifice, Father God, this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your dunamis power, the weight of your glory, Father, your holiness, your truth, your might, Father God, just descend upon this place. Let it fill the atmosphere, Father God. Let it mightily go forth that people tangibly feel your presence, Father God, that are watching, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor, Father God, and minister to those, Father God, who are watching, Father, Lord. We praise you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. I ask tonight, Lord, that you would order my words, order our steps tonight as we go forth. Be our front and rear guard, Father. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, that your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions would be dispatched right now to fill this office, to surround the skies, the land, the perimeter of this property, to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection, Father God, to guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, every hex-vex spell, witchcraft, sorcery, dark arts, curses of any kind. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command them dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, canceled, rendered powerless, their communication lines disrupted as they cannot carry out their plans, Father God, and let it be sent back to which it came, reversed sevenfold, Father God, that they would know that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father, we just in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, ask that you take all the glory for yourself, Father God. We are the dust of the earth without your life breathed into us, Father God. Every breath we take, Father God, is because of you. You are Yahweh. You are the breath. You are the potter. We most simply just the clay. We are vessels meant to be filled, to be receptacles of your glory, to operate in your glory, Father God, to go forth, Father God, and do the business of the kingdom of heaven on this earth. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Father. Lord, we praise you. We thank you tonight. We give you all the glory, Father God. We know that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint or grow tired. We praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. If you could share this broadcast, we'd very much appreciate it. We're getting prophetically into entering the year 5786, which is about to happen in a couple of weeks. And we are entering Rosh Hashanah and the new year on the Jewish calendar and what this means for America. So a couple of things before we start. First of all, I'm a little exhausted. I'm not going to lie. I've been running around all weekend. My mother-in-law, Sherry, is in the hospital. She was rushed to the hospital with 105 fever. She fights advanced dementia. This has been very hard on Chris. And so they had to do a procedure today to try to drain fluid from her kidneys because they're trying to deal with a stone that is in her kidneys. So I was dealing with that yesterday. It has been not easy on Chris's mind. So if you could pray, it's a lot of added pressure on his mind in the middle of this to have to process this, especially with a brain injury. It's a lot harder for them to process and it's a lot more stressful. So if you could just keep her in your prayers and pray for Sherry. We would very much appreciate it. And for my father-in-law, Lars, because, you know, he's going through it with this also. He's going back and forth to the hospital, and they're in their 80s. So God bless him. He still drives. He's very active. He's got all his marbles still. He's very mentally sharp. God bless him. But just pray for them right now, and the family and Chris in the middle of all of this. So thank you for that. I very much appreciate that. And I'll keep you updated on what's going on with that. Also, I wanted to share with you a few things before we started, because a lot of people ask me and they go, don't mind me, I have a fan blowing on me and sometimes a little hair's blow on my face. So I'm not just playing with my hair for nothing. I got the fan and the little hairs just blow all over my face. But people ask where I get resources or learn how to pray, or, you know, when it comes to altars and things like that. So this has been an over 20-year journey with this. And one of the first people to teach me this was in my 20s. His name was Pastor Lou Iannone at Faith Assembly of God. And he was in the deliverance ministry. And he's the first one that taught me about legal rights and legal access that the kingdom of darkness has to objects, to people, to people's lives, to their family line, generationally speaking. He's one of them. Another one is Carol Kornacki, who was delivered out of the occult when I was younger. She had a book called The Soul for Sale. I learned in that. Daniel Duval, Prayers That Shake Heaven and Earth. I use that as a wonderful reference also. Dr. Francis Miles. I mean, and then there are things the Lord directly taught me. So basically, it's been like 20 years of learning when it comes to this, to it, and basically just honing it with the Lord. And so I'm just giving you some of that. So you know the background of it. I will keep putting that out. I will keep, putting out, about prayer, and the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man truly does availeth much. And the kingdom of darkness is strategic. They are specific. And we as the body of Christ, being that we have the sword of the Spirit, need to be even more specific and intentional when we pray. So I just wanted to share that with all of you, because people ask a lot and they go, where did Amanda learn this? Or where did Amanda? It's been over 20 years, basically, learning and gleaning, and the Lord teaching me himself, and then learning and gleaning from others that the Lord taught. So when, let me just get my notes up here and, let's see. Okay. So now we're going to get into, the main event of the evening, which is talking about what is coming on September 22nd this year, 2025, which is Rosh Hashanah. We are entering the year 5786. I'm going to tell you, there is some incredibly profound insight when it comes to the next 2 years, 5786 and 5787. And I'm just beginning this tonight. So this is something we are going to go back to, but there is, prophetically speaking, we're going to get into what this means for America, what this means for the church and the body of Christ. So basically, Rosh Hashanah begins September 22nd, 2025. It ends September 24th, 2025 this year. Now, 9-1-1, 9-11 is within that date, because September is the ninth month, right? And it's 9-22-2025. Within that date is 9-11. Now, you're going to understand this more when we get to the following year, but that's a hidden warning for 2026. I'm telling you, it is less pronounced perhaps in 5786, but there is a hidden warning in this for 5787, which we'll get into as well. So right now, we are in the year 5785, grace, sword, life, grace. So last year when we were entering it, I went over this, that five is hay in Hebrew, seven is zayin, it means sword or crown, eight is chet, it's life. So you have double grace, you have a year that's flanked by grace, but in the middle of it, it's the sword and life. So it's a battle, right? It's a battle between the sword and life, flanked by the double grace given to endure the battle. So now we're entering the year 5786. Okay, the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Vav. So you have grace, sword, or crown, life, and then Vav, which means hook. It literally means hook. The design of the letter kind of looks like a hook. It also kind of looks like a tent peg. So we have a picture of it to show you. What this is what it looks like. So it looks like a hook. It looks like a tent peg, interestingly enough. And that is Vav. It is the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It is the 22nd letter in the Torah attached to the sixth word, which is interesting. So it is the 22nd letter in the Torah, and it's attached to the sixth word. Rosh Hashanah this year, right, begins September 22nd. So if it's attached to the, if it's the 22nd letter in the Torah attached to the sixth word, I'll show you where that is. But 22 plus 6 is 28, interestingly enough, which is our next election year. So 5786 is literally hooking. It literally, at the end of it, is a hook. Now, I'm going to go a little deeper with this. The world was created in 6 days, right? So 5786, the world was created in 6 days, according to the book of Genesis. Genesis 1, 26 through 31 says, "Then God said, let us," meaning Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, "make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, and over the entire earth, and over everything that creeps and crawls on the earth." So God created man in his own image, in the image and likeness of God. He created him, male and female. He created them. Verse 28, "And God blessed them, granting them certain authority, and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subjugate it," meaning putting it under your power, "and rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and every living thing that moves upon the earth." So God said, verse 29, "Behold, I've given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of the entire earth, and every tree which is fruit yielding seed, it shall be food for you. And to all the animals on the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that moves on the ground, to everything in which there is a breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." Because all the animals back then were only ate plants as well. In the garden. "And it was so because he commanded it. God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good, and he validated it completely. And there was evening and there was morning, a sixth day." Now, evening and morning, that is God's sacred order of time. Darkness has to give way and buckle and submit to the light. That's why it's written there was evening, then morning. One day, because that is Almighty God's sacred order of time. Now, that was the sixth day. So this year ends with the number six. It has to do with the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Vav, which means hook. But man was created on the sixth day of creation also, as well as animals. This is why the numerical value of 666 is attributed to the man of sin, the Antichrist, because it is a man, and to corrupt it, for the enemy to corrupt it on the sixth day God created man. So the enemy wants to take that, reverse engineer it, and corrupt it so the enemy can bring forth one of his most masterful counterfeits that he has ever created with the Antichrist. So basically, this is why that is attached to the sixth day, because on the sixth day, man was created. And if on the sixth day, man was created in Genesis, well, the number six is going to be associated with a reverse engineering counterfeit that the enemy, Satan himself, is going to make a masterpiece of in order to try to deceive much of the earth. Now, Vav, which is the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, means hook. And that is what the Antichrist does. That's what the spirit of Antichrist does. It hooks the world. It attaches the world to himself. It attaches the world to the kingdom of darkness. So the spirit of Antichrist tries to hook, is exactly what it tries to do. Now, the word Bereshit, which is the first word of the book of Genesis, the very first word is Bereshit, which means in the beginning. It is composed of six letters. So the first word of the book of Genesis, Bereshit, is composed of six letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Bet, Resh, Aleph, Shin, and Yud. And Tav is the last one. So it's Bet, Resh, Aleph, Shin, Yud, and Tav are the six letters. And each letter has its own meaning and significance in the Hebrew alphabet. Vav is within those. So Vav is within that, one of those letters. Now, all creation is hooked to the beginning. All creation is hooked to the Creator. So without the Creator, the creation doesn't exist. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God, Elohim, created by forming from nothing the heavens and the earth. Now, that word that connects heavens and the earth, hold on here for a minute, I'm just correcting my spelling. That word, and, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, okay? That word, and, connects the heavens and the earth, has the word Vav in it. It has the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which is Vav, within it, because it hooks and it connects spiritual matters to physical matters. Interestingly enough, too, the word Shalom in the Torah is written with a broken Vav within that word. So there's actually a broken letter Vav within the word Shalom in the Torah. Why is this significant? Because since the number six is the number of man, we can link it to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, his body being broken for our deliverance. Since Vav has a value of six, which represents the number of man, the broken Vav represents a man that is broken. The man has been broken for the sake of the covenant of peace that brought atonement to not only Israel, but to the Jew and the Gentile. Now, when he said, this is my body that has been broken for you, right? Within the word Shalom, there is a broken Vav, which has the numerical value of six within that word. So it kind of looks like a tent peg, Vav. It kind of looks like a hook. It has a numerical value of six. We find it broken in the word Shalom. And it basically represents a connecting. So this is kind of like all these clues here as we go forth. Now, taking hook, the word hook, because Vav literally means hook, and looking at what a hook does, it not only connects, but if you think about it. Now, this is where we're going to get into what this means, because, see, the enemy wants to break God's relationship with man. The enemy wants man broken and irredeemable. Almighty God wants to make man a new creation in Christ and set man free through Christ Jesus. Now, if we take a look at Vav, which means hook, and we look at what a hook does, it not only connects, so a hook not only connects, but think about it for a minute. When you have a fish that is hooked, the hook drags the fish where the one with the pole determines it should go. It reels it in. So once the fish is hooked, the person that has the pole has the power and begins to reel that fish in. And that fish has no more power and has no more decision in the matter. The fish can fight it, and sometimes the fish gets off the hook, but most of the time the fish is brought where it does not want to go because it is hooked. Now, we have seen this in the church, in the conservative arena, that the enemy has put out bait on a hook. The enemy is fishing to lure people out from the road they are supposed to walk with the Lord, luring them into false ideologies, luring them, because remember, lures have hooks on them, luring them into offense, luring them into ridiculous superficial issues, luring them into attacking the covenant of the Lord and his people, luring them to hook them. I saw it even more so after what just happened in Minneapolis, this horrific school shooting at this Catholic school called Annunciation, which means announcement. The enemy is fishing for a kill to not only break the church, break man, that broken vav, right? The broken vav, that when a man is broken, he has no peace. He is looking to take prey. He's gone out in this time to take prey. And to lure something in and hook it, you must first seduce it. So to hook a fish, you have to first get the fish interested in the lure. Otherwise, the fish is going to be totally disinterested and go right by it. So you first have to seduce something in order to hook it. Now, the seducing spirits that were unleashed last year have been with strategic agendas, luring those in, baiting them and luring them in. Now, to hook something, it has to be hungry. It has to be led to look for sustenance, except we are not talking about physical food here, but spiritual food, ideologies, toxic twistings of philosophies from the pits of hell that are made to look like a delicate dainty, but it's really deceit. The enemy loves to mix a little bit of truth and dilute it with a whole lot of lie, and he likes to use it as a lure in order to hook people and begin to drag them down a road they shouldn't go. And back in late 2023, you had Amalek, the spirit of Amalek, see a window, see an occasion, see an opportunity to make a powerful advance that we have not seen in decades. You had that in 2024 as well. Amalek working with Ishtar, the counterpart of Baal, who Jezebel was the high priestess of, all working together to try to put their disciple in the highest seat of the land. Now, what happened just in the past 2 weeks at a Catholic school called Announcement, which basically, I don't know how much more plain it can get, but the school name of the school, I think it's called Annunciation, I think it's called, means announcement, that these entities are not only looking for sacrifice in this season, but they are launching an attack on the church itself to weaken the position of the church, to lower the standard, to pull the watchmen off the wall so they can advance their agenda for 2026 into the 2028 election. So this is about launching an attack on the church itself to weaken the position of the church, to lower the standard, to pull the watchmen off the wall so they have an opening to advance their agenda. So they're doing it different because in 2017, before a plague hit the earth 2 years later, what happened was people stopped going to church because they thought Donald Trump had it, which is the total backwards way to think about church. And what happened was it exploited an opening. The kingdom of darkness took the opening with its disciples, and a plague hit the earth. Now what's happening is that instead they are launching a full-on direct onslaught attack on the church itself to weaken and weary from battle the position of the church, to lower the standard, to pull the watchmen off the wall so they can advance their agenda for 2026 and 2028. So the battle is fierce right now in order to weary you. It has purposely been intensified by the kingdom of darkness to try to completely weary the saints. However, this is the time you either know in your soul the power that raised Christ from the dead dwells within you, or the enemy will get those to abandon their posts. It's going to be one or the other. If the enemy can get mayors and governors in highly coveted areas of this nation to ratify their agendas legally in that area by opening up spiritual gates through policy, that area then becomes a stronghold for the kingdom of darkness in which to operate from. And it'll also become an area in which the kingdom of darkness takes prey from. Because the governors, the mayors, the church, they're the gatekeepers for that area. And if the church is lukewarm and not doing its job, and the governors and mayors are speaking the talking points of devils, they are actually opening up spiritual gates through their words and through policy that then allows the kingdom of darkness legally the jurisdiction to come in and create strongholds in that area, which then those are the areas it's going to go to take prey. So you see, the enemy wants to hook and he wants to weary right now. And he wants to do rapid fire attacks to try to literally exhaust you. This is why we have to renew our minds every day in the Word of God, every single day. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a mindset. You see, fish that are hungry, they have a certain mindset. It has no discernment. Its flesh is leading the charge, and it's looking for the first available and easiest meal. And the lack of discernment when the fish sees a shiny lure. Because its flesh is leading, it's got no discernment, it's hungry, and it's caught its attention, they end up making decisions that get them hooked. Now, I'm telling you, this is not only a warning for the church, this is a warning for the Trump administration, for the governors, for New York City. Do not take the shiny bait. New York City. Do not take the shiny bait in the mayor's race. Mamdani is operating in the spirit of Amalek, and he's looking to hook you. He's looking to hook New York State because New York is the carotid artery to Washington, D.C. It's a financial hub. It's where the covenant of God was made between Washington and Almighty God for the United States of America. It's where the battle was fought for abortion. It's where the battle to take prayer out of school, Engel versus Vitale in New York State, was launched. New York, the enemy is looking to hook you. The lure is out there. The bait is out there. The shiny talking object is out there, operating in the spirit of Amalek. Amalek is one of the main players behind this hook and behind the attacks being launched on the church and the people of God. Amalek is behind it. It's one of the main players in this. Now, if the United States and its leadership is lured, hooked into doing what Goliath did against the covenant, the United States will open itself wide to attack. That covenant works both ways. So if the United States and its leadership is lured and hooked into attacking the covenant that God has with Israel, the United States is going to open itself wide to attack. The covenant works both ways. What do I mean by that? 3 months before October 7th happened in 2023 in Israel, Israel held its largest gay pride parade ever. And Amalek had its door because Israel violated the covenant so grossly by holding the largest gay pride parade ever, which ratified these entities to advance through willing vessels, willing disciples, and through Hamas. I know there is chatter about telling, the Israeli army to stand down and other things that went on. But what I'm telling you is 3 months before this attack, Israel held the largest gay pride parade it ever has. And they were attacked like this 3 months later because Amalek saw a door. There was a door. Israel didn't humble themselves. They led with pride, and pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. That covenant works both ways. If Israel turns from God, there are legal ramifications via the covenant against Israel. But if a nation attacks Israel in the covenant, there are also legal ramifications for that as well. And I'm telling you, people want to focus more on me, rather than the assignments that we have at hand to do. There is an urgency to this. And while we see revival, we do see revival in the nation. We do see the fire of God in this nation. We do see Bible sales going through the roof in this nation. You see, in the midst of that, more brokenness in the church, splits, accusations, placations, false compromise, and selling out. So as you're seeing these pockets of fire, you're also seeing a very broken church, which is exactly what the enemy needs for the church to stay that way. So he can then go and advance his agenda. Because the enemy understands the power of agreement. And in the occult, they're taught to work together for the mission, even if they don't agree. They're taught to work together for the sake of the mission. So if the agreement in the church has erupted into an enormous dumpster fire, so the agreement in the church has become huge discord that has then been sown and now erupted into an enormous dumpster fire, the enemy weakens the firewall the church is supposed to have up. The church in this nation is supposed to have a firewall up when it comes to this nation, when it comes to the United States of America. A firewall, in technological terms, a firewall is a guard that is up to prevent highly invasive and destructive viruses and malware from entering your computer. The firewall goes down, the firewall weakens, the chances greatly increase for an infiltration. That is the picture within the nation right now. We as the church are supposed to be the firewall. Almighty God is a consuming fire. That firewall is meant to, spiritually speaking, prevent the enemy from planting and launching what is meant to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why AI is advancing. It's the same concept. The firewall begins to weaken. You begin to see these things breach. That firewall, because of dilution of the word, the word being diluted, and the strife within the church, and the superficialness, and the sugary sweet cotton candy Christianity, we are going to sterilize and rip like the varnish off a Foot Locker any bit of conviction out of the word of God, is how the firewall gets diluted. Now, a hook cannot get through a firewall that is up. If a hook goes near a firewall, that hook is going to melt. That hook is going to dull. It's not going to be able to perform the purposes that it has sent out to do. Now, fire and 911 go together in this nation. When there's a fire, what happens? 911 is called, right? All emergency services are dispatched. Now, this connects what I'm telling you now for 5786, because the hook has gone out. The hook, the shiny lure, the seducing spirits to lure them in, to enslave them, to do the bidding of the kingdom of darkness so they can place their disciples and build their strongholds for not only the 2026 midterms, but for the 2028 election. Because the spirit of Antichrist and Amalek are working together in order to put a shiny lure of a candidate out there that people will falsely get hooked to. I'm sounding the alarm now about this. This is why we're entering this year. This is why this warning is coming out now. When it comes to fire and 911, it connects to Rosh Hashanah 5787. So Rosh Hashanah 2026 is what I'm talking about. So now we're entering Rosh Hashanah 2025, which is 5786. 2026, we will enter Rosh Hashanah, the year 5787. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting. if it's not already. 2 Chronicles 7:14, we all know this scripture well, says, "And my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land." We heard this scripture all the year of 2024, coming up to the 2024 election. We know this verse well. So the Lord in this says, my people, not the world, not the lost, not corrupt leadership, my people who are humbled by, who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He says, my people, the turning of a nation depends upon Almighty God's people humbling themselves, praying and seeking his face while turning from their wicked ways. This is for you too, Jews. It's not just for the Gentiles. It's for you also. We're grafted into the same covenant, although we've been given a more excellent covenant through Christ Jesus when he died on the cross at Calvary. This is for Jew and Gentile alike right now. You need to humble, Jews in New York City, you need to humble yourself in the midst of what is happening with this mayor's race. You need to do 2 Chronicles 7:14. And get some humility before Almighty God. Don't be stiff-necked in this, because you will have no reason, once you're persecuted, even more, to complain. This is for Jew and Gentile alike. The driving back of Amalek depends on this. Depends on this. Seeking the face of President Trump and erecting golden statues of him will not spare the nation. In fact, it'll probably incense Almighty God. Seeking the face of ChatGPT will not spare the nation. Seeking the face of AI will certainly not save the nation. Making a party your savior will not spare the nation, because none of this has the ability in the spirit to align with the will of Almighty God and affect the natural for his purposes to bring nation-altering change. It is God's people as a whole that must come together, discern the times, be like the sons of Issachar, raise the standard, be the watchman on the wall to drive back the darkest onslaught yet the enemy is bringing over these next years. Because Amalek, accusation, rapid fire attacks are doing a full court press together with the spirit of Antichrist to attempt to pick the watchman off the wall. Because the watchmen on the wall are the one who are warning this is coming. If the watchmen aren't on the wall and the firewall is lowered, Amalek and Antichrist and that counterpart of Baal Ishtar that operates with Jezebel can come in and set up their strongholds. That is what they're attempting to do right now. Now, the transitioning of the year 5786 to 5787, which will be Rosh Hashanah 2026, Rosh Hashanah 2026 begins on 9/11. A 9/11 spiritual wake-up call will occur in the nation. An alarm will sound with the Jewish New Year 5787. An alarm we should, as the body of Christ, pay very close attention to. Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, in 2026, begins September 11th, 2026, at sundown. 9/11. Rosh Hashanah, next year, will begin on 9/11 at sundown, entering the year 5787. And then 5788 will begin the next Shemitah year on the Jewish calendar. So you're going Rosh Hashanah 9/11, and then the following year, you're entering the Shemitah year in 2020, in September of 2028. And a Shemitah year occurs every 7 years. In fact, 9/11 itself occurred on a Shemitah year. And now you have Rosh Hashanah next year intersecting with 9/11. This also occurs 11 months before So this event with Rosh Hashanah beginning in 2026 on 9/11 occurs 11 months before a 6-minute full solar eclipse in 2027. That will be the longest eclipse in centuries. Let me just read to you, because we have 6-minute full solar eclipse 11 months before this solar eclipse, Rosh Hashanah 9/11 happens. Let me just read to you, because we have 6 and 11 here. Let me read to you Genesis 6:11 and Ephesians 6:11. Genesis 6:11 says, "The population of the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the land was filled with violence." The word violence in Hebrew used here is Hamas. C-H-A-M-A-S. Hamas. The earth was filled with Hamas. With violence. Now, I'm going to read that one more time so we can understand before we go to Ephesians 6:11 that the 11 months stands between Rosh Hashanah 9/11 in 2026 and this eclipse in 2027 that's the longest in centuries. Genesis 6:11 says, "The population of the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the land was filled with violence," Hamas. What does it say about that? Desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and a lust for power. The land was filled with a desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and lust for power. Gee, all of that is going on right now. Ephesians 6:11 says, "Put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil." Just to remind you, it was 6:11 p.m., July 13th, 2024, that they attempted to assassinate President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. And look at the two scripture verses that are connected, because Rosh Hashanah 9/11 and the eclipse in 2027 are separated by 11 months, and the solar eclipse is 6 minutes. You've got two opposing, in a way, ideas here in the Word of God, meaning you've got what's going on, and then you've got the antidote for it. I should put it that way. So Genesis 6:11, the earth was corrupt and the earth is filled with violence. What is the answer to that? Ephesians 6:11, put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to successfully stand up against all, not just some, but all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. This is the time where, because the earth is being desecrated, infringed upon, there's outrage, there's assault, and there's a lust for power, there's Hamas, we have to put on the full armor of God every single day without fail. Because when you go into battle, there's violence, and you have to have your armor on to successfully wage in that battle. So this is a huge prophetic exclamation point being placed on a feast that is not only connected to the return of Christ, but to the trumpet, to the trumpet. President Trump's own presidencies equal 9/11. He was the 45th, 4 plus 5 is 9. He's the 47th, 4 plus 7 is 11. 9/11, 9/11. This means that Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, and the day the Twin Towers were attacked and fell on 9/11/2001 converge in the year 2026 and happen on the same day, 2 months before the midterm elections in the United States of America. That's what this means. I'm going to say that one more time, because I think it's super important. This means that Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, and the day the Twin Towers were attacked and fell on 9/11 converge and come together and intersect in 2026, 2 months before the midterm elections in the United States of America. This has implications for Israel as well. This has very serious implications for Israel. The shofar is blown on Rosh Hashanah to fulfill a biblical commandment and to serve as a spiritual wake-up call. It's an emergency. It's 911. It's a spiritual wake-up call for repentance and reflection as the Jewish New Year begins. Its piercing wail serves to awaken slumbering souls that have grown complacent because it's a wake-up call. It's a 911. It reminds us as well of the war crimes of the enemies that broke into the temple in Jerusalem and destroyed it. That when, as a nation, we turn from the Lord, the enemy can breach our walls. Because when we turn from the Lord, the firewall goes down and the enemy is able to breach. And if Amalek can get the United States with the spirit of Antichrist, can get the United States and Israel to completely turn from each other, they will have a huge gate of destruction opened that will attack the nucleus of both nations. This is the end game. This is it. And the truth about the towers falling, the Twin Towers, will as well come forth in this time as Trump is going to be known probably as the 9/11 president. This is going to be a continued theme through his entire presidency. 911. Where is Trump Tower? In New York City. Trump Tower is in New York City where the Twin Towers fell, where Rosh Hashanah 2026 happens on 9/11, and it was Purim 2025 that the spirit of Amalek, through Palestinian protesters, charged Trump Tower and breached Trump Tower and entered on Purim. These things are not happening by accident. This is a very serious spiritual war with physical implications. Not only does Rosh Hashanah begin on 9/11 in 2026 or 5787, but the window, the two-year window of 2025 to 2027 itself equals 9/11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7, because there's a 0 in there, equals 11. The two-year window. Now, think about this. 2025 equals 9. 2027 equals 11. And in 2026, Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, begins on 9/11 at sundown, which converges with the day the towers fell. Okay. It's by no coincidence that Rosh Hashanah 2026 is on the date of 9/11. And we have seen in the recent couple of years, the spirit of Amalek arise with a vicious outcry against the Jewish people, against this nation, and the accusations fiercely arising against the Jews, Israel, and even the United States of America. This is an alarm to them as well. This is an alarm to the Jewish people as well, that they need to get right with the Lord, understand who Yeshua HaMashiach is before they face an enormous crisis because they want to be stiff-necked as a people. We are on the brink of such. There is a reason we keep seeing this repeated over and over within this time. It's a spiritual alarm in the nation, a call to the church to mobilize, a call to repentance so our enemies do not overtake us in the coming years, a call that the firewall, the spiritual firewall, is not weakened in this time and come down. It is a 911 concerning President Trump himself and his family and his administration. It is a call for both Jew and Gentile to humble themselves, including need leadership within the nation before Almighty God. It is a warning that if we do not do these things, invaders will take the highest seats in the land, who want to chain and tether America to a one world government, to a Muslim empire, and to a spirit of Antichrist. This is the alarm. It's no accident. It keeps getting repeated over and over and over again. Now, if you think about this, in the book of Joshua, the shofar is used. The instructions that are given to Joshua by the captain of the army of the Lord of hosts and Almighty God is, they are to march around Jericho once a day for 6 days. And then on the seventh day, they are to march 7 times and then blow the shofar and the walls will fall flat. that same shofar that was used to blow in battle to bring down the walls of Jericho is the same shofar that is blown on Rosh Hashanah. So if you think about it, in 2026, Rosh Hashanah, on September 11th, the shofar is blown on the same day the towers fell, and the shofar was used to bring down the walls of Jericho. So if you think about how all of this is connecting and the immense warning that is being brought to us in this nation, this is something the church cannot take lightly. And the enemy has the church right now in side squeamishes and ridiculousness that is turning their attention away. He's got conservative podcasters right now distracting the body of Christ with so much confusion and garbage that it actually is working against the plans and purposes of Almighty God. It's not working with them. Now, I'm going to read to you what Zephaniah chapter 1, verses 15 through 17 says. It says, "That is a day of the outpouring of the wrath of God, a day of trouble and distress, a day of destruction and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of cloud and thick darkness." Verse 16, because remember 2016. Verse 16, "A day of trumpet, a day of trumpet, and the battle cry of invaders against the fortified cities and against the high corner towers. I will bring distress on men so that they will walk like the blind because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood will be poured out like the dust and their flesh like dung." This is very strong words from the prophet Jeremiah. Very strong words from the prophet Jeremiah. And it's interesting, you have trumpet, destruction, high corner towers, all within this scripture verse. And this is something, we're going from a hook into a 911 on Rosh Hashanah. So this is the year 5786, we're entering September 22nd at sundown. Six is the number of man, and there's a hook because the enemy wants to hook man in this time and drag this nation and drag man and drag the church where he wants it to go in order to make the way straight for who he wants to put in the highest seats of the land. And we go from a hook. We go from a hook. Hold on one second here. Nope. Okay, we're connected. We go from a hook to Rosh Hashanah 9/11. That is not a coincidence. That's not a coincidence that this is happening this way. This is prophetically unfolding. And yes, this Rosh Hashanah is 24 years. And then Rosh Hashanah 9/11, it will be 25 years to the day that the Twin Towers fell. So we're just beginning to talk about this and scratch the surface of this, because I think we are going to probably come back to this. We're probably going to come back to the year 5786 and the year 5787 over this next year and continue to talk about it. But there's a hook. There's a catch. Satan is putting it out for a catch. And the church is supposed to be the watchman on the wall, warning people not to take the shiny lure, not to take the shiny bait, not to take what the enemy is putting out there and dangling that looks tempting, that looks alluring, but really it's a snare, it's a trap. It's meant to allure you, to enslave you. That is being put out for the Jews right now. That is being put out for the Gentiles right now. The enemy is not deciphering. He's fishing for both, because we are in covenant with the same Almighty God. And we need to understand that this is a time where the enemy is trying to weaken, weary, run you ragged, emotionally exhaust you, pile it on, in order to try to bring the firewall down, in order to try to get you to abandon the assignment, in order to try to get you to quit, in order to try to get you to be weary and well-doing, in order to try to get you to compromise. So he then has the gate and the opening he has been looking for. He is doing this within the nation as well. When he announced through certain events that he was going out for a sacrificial kill, he wasn't kidding. And because demons are diligent, because the kingdom of darkness is diligent, because they are specific, we as believers, we as the body of Christ should be more specific, should be more diligent in how we warn, how we pray, how we walk the walk. Not that we're perfect, because we are all far from perfect, but we are meant to run a race in excellence and press towards the mark of the high calling here. That is what we are meant to do. We are meant to press. We are meant to resist. We are meant to be very aware of the enemy's devices. We cannot be ignorant of the enemy's hook in this time that has Amalek, that has the spirit of Antichrist, that has Ishtar, that has all these things attached to the pole that the hook is on. And the tent peg, you see, because Vav looks like a tent peg too. Well, when you lift up someone's tent pegs, you remove their covering. When you lift up the tent peg of man, you remove its covering. The enemy is looking to remove the tent pegs on the church, the Jewish people, to remove the covering that Almighty God has, to remove the communion with Almighty God through Christ Jesus that we are supposed to have. That is looking to be removed, that covering. Now, in the same sense, Almighty God, when those that disobey, with those that become rebellious, which is as the sin of witchcraft. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. It was spoken by the prophet Samuel to King Saul. Want to embark on that road, their covering lifts too. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. And so it prophetically is very profound that we see this lining up over the next 2 years the way it does, and that 2025 to 2027, that window equals 9/11, and you've got Rosh Hashanah 9/11 in 2026, smack in the middle of this two-year window, 2 months before the midterms, 2 months before the midterm elections in this nation. Rosh Hashanah 9/11, the day the towers fell, will converge. 2 months, not even, before the midterm elections. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew. And the one who built it upon the rock, the house stood. The one who built it upon the sand, the house fell, and great was its fall. All of this is a 911 wake-up call and attached to those scripture verses in the book of Matthew, which happen to be verses 24 through 27. It all aligns. It all is a warning. It's a 911 wake-up call to the church right now. 911. Because you know why? We recognize that in this nation. You see, the Lord will use things that we recognize in this nation. And to us, 911 is an emergency. 911 is something very serious. 911 is when help is needed and you call for emergency services. We need to start calling on the Lord now. We need to start interceding now as we enter the year 5786, going towards the next Rosh Hashanah, when it's all going to converge. So we need to be watchmen, get up on the wall. And this is not just for America, because right after Rosh Hashanah, 11 months after Rosh Hashanah, 9/11, 11 months later, you have a full solar eclipse lasting 6 minutes going over 10 nations, which include Egypt, which includes Spain. It includes a certain part of the world where many events in the book of Revelation seem to take place. You have that happening, and Egypt is one of them. That will go dark for 6 whole minutes. So that is coming 11 months after, in that part of the world, Rosh Hashanah 9-1-1. That is not a mistake either. And yes, you need to pray for the administration and the leadership and President Trump and his health. This is probably one of the most treacherous times for his health that will be endured, is this window. One of the most treacherous times for his life and his health will be in this window. And it has to be the prayer of the saints and the power and anointing of Almighty God that sustains him. He cannot be lured and hooked by the enemy in this time. He cannot have billionaire backers and others that are serving the kingdom of darkness putting shiny lures out to lure him away from the agenda, from the assignments that Almighty God has for leadership in this nation. But this is going to be one of the most treacherous times that we see when it comes to him and the administration and what the enemy is looking to do, because he's looking to catch and kill right now. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Almighty God comes to give you life and life more abundant. John 10:10. Or Jesus Christ comes to give you life and life more abundant. John 10:10. This is the agenda. This is the agenda that's been set out. Now we need to, as the body of Christ, we can't let the firewall go down. We have to be the watchman on the wall. We cannot become complacent. We cannot become broken completely as the church and allow the song of serpents and talking points of devils and cotton candy, superficial Christianity to invade and dictate the direction of the church in this time, because America will fall in 2028 if that happens. It will begin to fall in 2026. It'll complete it in 2028, because the house cannot be built upon the sand, because the rain's going to fall and the flood's going to come and the wind's going to blow over the next 2 years. And the house that's built upon the rock will indeed stand. That goes for this nation as well. So please, please, please be in prayer about this. We will get more into this. We're just scratching the surface tonight. And this is as well, we're going to put it up for you in Brace for Impact. So I go into even more depth about this in the book Brace for Impact. It is on Amazon right now. If you search Brace for Impact, Amanda Grace, you will come up on the site on Amazon and you can pre-order Brace for Impact. But I go into greater detail in this book about this, as well as the other prophetic events that are all converging within about a 2.5 years time. So you can go to Amazon, search Brace for Impact, Amanda Grace, and you can actually pre-order this. It is coming out in April. Also, we have some photos of the animals, and we want to introduce you as well to a new partner tonight, but we have some photos of the animals. That is the elusive Bruce. So Bruce and Missy, I got them together. They came into the guest bedroom and I snapped a picture. So that is Bruce, one of our most elusive cats at the Ark of Grace. And that's me having a selfie with Blossom, Snow, and Gideon. I went over to see the horses at the other property, and they all came over and we snapped a pic. Okay. Oh, one more. Okay, we have a couple fall ones. I started decorating for fall. So basically, that is Esther hiding amongst the branches that are all over the living room floor right now as I sort through the mess. And there is Missy and Cyrus literally sitting amidst all the trees and the fall colors that I have out in the living room that I'm trying to make sense of right now. Okay, also, two things. Givaderm has extended their Labor Day sale. So you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can find Givaderm, click on it, use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount, and you get some surprise gifts basically with your purchase, including a sugar scrub, which is called Scrub Your Ash Off, as well as these really nice bags, these travel cases for you to keep your products in. Also, before we end tonight, we want to introduce you to a new partner. I filmed with them. This is Grid Down Chow Down. These guys absolutely love the Lord. They make freeze-dried beef. It's not only good for you, but you can keep it on a shelf life for your pets for emergency too. For your dogs, if you needed to, you can keep this on emergency, on shelf life. They put a salvation track to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in every bag that they ship out. So they are not only have a product, they are preaching the gospel as they are sending their product out. It is absolutely amazing. So I want to introduce them to you now. This is Nace and Jordan, and we are going to exit here. So before before I kind of give it over to me and Nace and Jordan and what we talked about, I just want to encourage you to armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. As well, say it every single day. I say it every single day, as well as the chapters in Ephesians that are in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin, Matthew 6, having to do with the Lord's Prayer, Hebrew 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith. The word is a sword. You got to swing it. You got to use it. Use the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6 is wonderful as well. Putting on the full armor of God and complete every single day. So thank you everyone for joining us. We'll either be live Thursday or Friday. We will announce when, but we will be coming back on. And here is myself, Nace, and Jordan talking about Grid Down, Chow Down. So everyone out there who watches Ark of Grace, we have a new partner we want to introduce you to. They actually kind of look like twins, but they're not, but they really do look like twins. Their names are Jordan and Nace Roberts of Grid Down, Chow Down. We're going to bring them on. We're going to have them tell you all about this amazing product that they make. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for having us. You know, we've known you for years now, Amanda.
I see you guys all the time. So I run into the two of you all the time.
Yeah.
But I was telling them off camera too, they really do kind of look like twins.
Yeah.
But they're not. You're 2 years apart, correct?
But we try really hard. You know.
You try really hard. You do a good job. So, gentlemen, you have this amazing freeze-dried beef company.
Right.
Tell us about it, because people are getting more and more concerned about what's in their meat because of what goes on behind the scenes in that industry. So tell us about this product.
So do you want to know where it came from, or do you want to just know about the product now?
Oh, well, you could get, if you want to give us the whole rundown,
okay. Go right ahead.
Okay.
So probably right around the same time that we met you, you know, hanging around with Clay, you know, you had the masks, you had it to where you couldn't buy toilet paper. You had to stand 6 feet apart from everybody. And so at this time, me and Nace are standing in Costco, getting kicked out because we didn't have a mask. And I was like, well, I have a beard, you know, does this work? You know, but it didn't work. And so we kind of looked at each other and we're like, you know, Houston, we have a problem. And now, you know, and there was a time in my dad's life where he felt this sense of need for our family to be self-sufficient. And we just didn't. But you know, we've been in manufacturing our whole entire lives, but more like metal manufacturing,
yes,
aerospace, stuff like that. So we've done manufacturing our entire lives. And so we did what everybody else did. We're like, we got to figure out a way to provide for our family and to give our family food insurance. And so we bought the macaroni and cheese and the ramen noodles and all the meat you could buy. And then we bought the big lay down freezers and we stuck it in the freezers. And then the first time we had a power outage, we're like, oh no. Like, this is not a long-term scalable solution.
Yes.
We got to figure out a way, you know, maybe the lost ways or whatever, you know, there's been books about that stuff, but we got to figure out a better way to save our food, to preserve our food and water. And so we went down this journey and we're like, okay, well, what do we want? And we're like, well, we want beef, and we don't want just cooked beef, but we want grass-fed, grass-finished raw beef so we can cook it however we want to. So this never started as an idea to sell to anybody else. It was, how do we provide for our family and how do we make sure that our families stay healthy? And one of the big things is that if a family doesn't have options, if a mom and dad are forced to make bad decisions because they're out of options, then that's going to happen. And it talks about it in the Bible. It talks about it in the Bible that, you know, what would a good parent provide for their kids? But if they're pinned up against a wall and they can't buy, they can't sell, they can't trade, I see a lot of Christians making poor choices simply because they weren't prepared and they're trying to do the best for their children and they're out of options. And so this is where this came from. So we started freeze drying our own beef. And then we started getting our friends, our family, and different work colleagues saying, so how do we get this from you guys? How do we buy this from you guys? Mm-hmm. And so we started thinking, you know, maybe there's something here. Maybe we need to be looking at how do we help other Christians to have options in food insurance. And so we started talking to Clay about it and started developing this whole thing. But it came out of a need for our family. And Nate, do you have anything to tie in on that?
Yeah, so with the whole meat prospect that we went for ourselves, we were both injured. We're middle age and we're injured. So we kind of went down this rabbit hole of carnivore and what the properties does if you do carnivore. So the first time we started carnivore, we both within one day start detoxing. The second day, detoxing. The first week is like no sugars. Like we're craving sugars and then headaches and stuff. So we're like, okay, so that's all of a sudden we knew we had to do something with this meat. And then in the Bible, it talks about it's all spiritual. Everything's spiritual, right? And so in the Bible, it says at some point they'll be forbidding of marriage, which they're trying to do, which eliminates population. And mm-hmm. then also forbidden of meats.
Yes, and they're trying to do that. Yes.
And so we realized at that point, all of it was like, we're trying to wrap our heads around staying alive, keep business going and flowing because there's a lot of restrictions on our companies of imports and exports. And all of a sudden we're like, we need to freeze dry this. And so that's basically kind of how we started. And then we were like, this was all God. It was not on us. It was all just handed to us because we were willing to do it.
It was kind of one of those weird things that during this time I saw God bring several people together. Not everybody's still together anymore, but he brought a core group, if you want to call it the remnant, of people and believers together that had different talents, that had different gifts, and that were able to do different things. And he did it for his kingdom. And it was really cool to see that happen. And so God, you know, had several divine appointments in our lives with you, mm-hmm. with Clay,
yes.
With different pastors. And he brought some ranchers into our life when we weren't even looking to do this. And so he found local ranchers. We weren't looking for them, but he found local ranchers in Oklahoma that do grass-fed, grass-finished raised.
Which means meat. The cows are treated really well too, guys. That's what that also means when it's grass-fed, grass-finished.
Right. And if you want to get me excited about grass-fed, grass-finished beef, I'm going to talk to you about the omega-3s and the omega-6s. And so people ask, you know, because it's a big deal to have that big fatty steak, and that's been taught to us, and we've been you know, taught that that's the best way, that's the most flavorful beef. And really what happens is those cattle are on grain. They go in a feedlot, and they can only have them in there for 90 days or so. If they take them in there to like 120 days, their livers literally explode. And so that just kind of tells you what's happening. But whenever you talk to the ranchers or the farmers in South Dakota or whatever, that are growing the grains and the corn, they have fungicides, they have pesticides, they have glyphosate, they have all kinds of things that we don't know that go on those grains, mm-hmm. and those animals ingest them. Well, their livers, those livers can only process out so much. And I think they do a really good job as far as that animal. I think the beef do a really good job. But still, at the end of the day, that affects my body and that affects his body. And so, but when you go grass-fed, grass-finished, the way that God designed them to be, your omega-3s, your omega-6s are at 1-to-1 ratio. But when they get onto grain, it goes from a 1-to-1 to 1-to-20 to 1-to-50. And what that does, I was talking to Dr. Sherwood the other day, is that the omega-3s are kind of like essentially like a blood thinning agent or have those type of properties. The omega-6s have a blood thickening agent. And so if they go up to 1-to-50 and all of a sudden you start having some blockages or stuff like that, you start seeing heart attacks and strokes. And I believe that that's what we've been seeing in our society now anyways. You have a lot of heart disease and you have a lot of mental disease. You have a lot of strokes. And so that's why for us and for our family, we're going grass-fed, grass-finished for the rest of our lives.
So, how long does this last? So it's freeze-dried. So how long does it last?
Yeah, so if we talk about freeze-dried, it's not dehydrated. It's not jerky. It's an old technology that the NASA used to use it where they do like candy or ice cream or whatever. And but it freezes it, and then it removes all the moisture. So this is still raw. So whenever you add that water back in there, it completely rehydrates back back to life. But the shelf life.
Well, tell them what the ingredients.
So the ingredients is ground beef.
That's all it is. One ingredient. One ingredient.
And
so how long is the shelf life on it?
It's about 10 to 15 years. But
that's amazing.
But the studies show it can even go higher than that. But we wanted to at least, you know, lower that. But on those ingredients, this is the whole cow. This is not the leftover scraps from 20 different cows or whatever. This is the whole cow. So the prime cuts, the ribeye, the T-bone, the New York strips, the KC strips, all the fillets, it's all those things. So you have a much, it's like a steak burger. It's not just ground.
Yes, it's, and you know what I like about this too, for, because many of our viewers out there are animal lovers and pet owners. We have Ark of Grace Sanctuary. This is actually something as well that is pure that you could give to your dog.
Right.
Potentially as a snack, sprinkle it in their food. A lot of trainers do like raw for their dogs as far as like giving them partially a raw diet because, guys, they do descend from wolves. And so basically, wolves eat raw in the wild. Right. They don't have kibble or anything like that. So this is a raw component that you can actually not only use for yourself and feel good about it, but you can actually add it to your pet's food.
Right. Now, I've never ate it raw before, but I have like five dogs out here on the farm, and they bug me every time for a piece.
They want it, see?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They love it.
and it's a great training snack as well, because a lot of trainers use freeze-dried liver when they train dogs, because it's a, well, shall we call it a high-motivation treat. And so this is the same thing. This is a high-motivation treat to use as well if you're training your dog. And then for us humans, right, we can actually rehydrate this and cook this.
Absolutely.
And use it in our weekly meals.
Yeah, you know, when we first started this, we thought it was going to be just kind of like a prepper's paradise type of a commodity item. And what we realized was that people were looking for this, and we didn't even know it. And they were looking for stuff that they could trust. They were looking to find a product that they knew, more importantly, not all the things that were in it, but what's not inside of it. And when they look at the back of that, they decided that, hey, I can sign up monthly on subscriptions, and this is going to show up on my doorstep. I don't have to freeze it, so I don't have to put it in the freezer. I can put it in my pantry.
Yes.
I can put it in my basement. It's going to last 10 to 15 years, and it's going to be there whenever I want it. And I know what's not in it. And so there's been a lot of people to where they're like, well, I can cook meatloaf. I can cook tacos. I can cook a medium rare hamburger if you want that. You can cook, you know, what are all the things that people
nachos,
are doing?
Nachos, enchiladas, chili. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they are replacing what they're buying at the store because they're not sure if they're getting the pokey pokey jabby stuff in it. And so they're like, I know that this isn't happening with this product. And so they're replacing what they're getting from the grocery store with this product. And something that a lot of people don't know is that our ranching industry is under attack. If you go back 100 years ago, you had, actually, if you go back 200 years ago, 71 to 75% of the population was in agriculture or ranching. If you go back just to last year, there was only 2% of the American population was in farming and ranching. So that's how fast we've lost that. And that's not good. That just shows how weak our food is. I mean, so it doesn't take much to shift from that. And even from this year, they're showing signs of it being at 1% to 0.5%. So that means only 1% of the population is feeding the rest of the 99% of America. So for us, there's like a couple of things we really try to focus on, and it's just really a cool thing because we get to turn this into a kingdom business, but we get to focus on helping ranchers and farmers do what they do so that we can stay healthy. We support ministries like you guys and several other pastors to where they team up with this product because it's good. They love it. they use it for their family, but it also helps support their ministry and for mm-hmm. them getting the truth out. And yeah. then the one of the biggest things, well, the one of the two biggest things is we get to prepare the church and give them options, give them food and insurance, give them a healthy product so that they can. It's a whole lot easier. It's a whole lot cheaper to spend money on good, healthy food than it is to spend the last 30 of your years in the hospital or okay. or with a doctor. And then the fourth and probably most important is that in each one of these packages that Nate's had, there's a salvation track in every single one of them. So
that's amazing. I love you do that. That you put the salvation message.
Right.
And in so every package.
So, you know, when we're gone, Amanda, you're gone 15 years after us, there's going to be people that have the option to respond to the Lord and what Jesus did to them through these packets. And people always say, what's the quickest way to a man's heart? It's through his tummy. So
that is, ladies and gentlemen, that is a very, very true statement.
Right. And you know what's amazing is that just the other day we got this testimony of a pastor handing some of this out to his friend, and he's not a believer, he was an atheist. Mm-hmm. And he took his son, I think, out hunting or fishing, and they're out in the middle of nowhere. And the guy calls him, and he had a like several choice words that I can't say over the phone here. And he was like, "How dare you, you know, whatever." And he said, "What?" He said, "Did you not like the meat?" He goes, "No, it was the best meat I ever had. But I was just telling God, if you want me, give me a sign." And so he opens up the package of meat, and there's a sign that says salvation track.
That is great. I do. I think that's amazing that you do that, that you use this as a vehicle for that. I do love that it's made in the USA.
Right.
That is very important too, giving what goes on overseas, especially with food being shipped in. And also, I know you have a special offer to tell our viewers, but if you use promo code ARC, so if you go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, you will find Grid Down, Chow Down, and click on the link. You can use promo code ARC to purchase this. And we were talking, gentlemen, and right. you have an offer for our viewers.
Well, I actually have two offers because I only okay. can do one. So one is, if anybody gets set up on the subscription plan and orders 12 servings or more, we're going to give them a free 4 serving so that they can try that out. Or better yet, go give that to a cousin, a sister, a neighbor, because it's got a sneaky salvation track in there. So go give that to a lost person, or mm-hmm. you can eat it if you want to. So that's one. And then for the people that use that code, we want to fly two people. If there's two people, maybe it'll only be one, but we want to fly two people out to see you at a conference here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And so I'll get tied in with you for when the next time you're going to be here, and we'll pick two of your listeners to come out and meet you.
It's going to be at the end of September.
Okay.
At Clay Clark's conference. I'm preaching that Friday night as well. I think that is so very generous that you gentlemen are willing to do that for our viewers. That is something very exciting for them. Some of them want to be able to go to a conference in Tulsa, and they can't. So this is going to be such a blessing to our viewers.
And then as far as the products, you know, we got the ground beef.
Yes.
And then we also have the pre-made hamburger patties. So you can just rehydrate those, and then you got the patties. And then something I was talking about with you is that we started developing something else selfishly for ourselves. And that was healthy beef jerky. And so it's yes. made out of the same cows, the same beef. So it's grass-fed, grass-finished. And there's not going to be any nitrates, no preservatives, no glyphosate. There's not going to be any soy. There's not going to be any MSG. It's literally going to be salt and pepper. So we're going to have like a salt and pepper. We're going to have a mild, a medium, and a hot. And then just for you, we're going to do one for your furry friends. So
I'm excited about that. So many people are looking for pure treats to give their dogs. If you turn to the back of a lot of treat packets, they are putting garbage in these treats for dogs. And so something pure does nothing but help their health. So I'm, you know, it really does boost their health. It helps them overall. And so I'm very excited you're doing that. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. And so are our viewers, because a lot of them are animal lovers. But Jordan and Nace, thank you so much for joining us today. We're very happy to be partnering with you. Once again, you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to grid down chow down and use promo code ARC to purchase. God bless you guys.
Amanda, thank you so much for having us. We love you.
Thank you. We love you.
All right. You guys have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay, and that was Jordan and Nace Roberts. So we're very excited. Please go check them out on our ministry partners page. Missy just came in just in time, actually. She just walked in and laid down. She must have heard about the dog treats, and she must have just come running in. So please go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more.